WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Milo Miles has been thinking about the swing scene, a scene that's about music, dancing, and a certain retro look. Even if you haven't been following this scene, you've probably seen one of its manifestations, the Gap Khakis TV commercial with couples swing dancing to a Louis Prima record.
For all you cats and kittens out there who just aren't with it, I'm here to say there's a youth movement underway. Centered in Southern California, it involves modified zoot suits with the baggy pants and the super wide brim hats, girls in pinstripe jackets, refreshments like cocktails and cigars. It combines a bit of film noir and casino lounge nostalgia and a bunch of fancy dance stepping to big beat bands with horn sections. Been going on for several years, but really took off last year with the movie Swingers and its soundtrack with the band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Go, Daddy, go! Go, Daddy, go! Go, Daddy, go!
No doubt this helps explain why the music and the movement have come to be called swing. But it's a dreadfully misleading name. Besides Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, bands associated with swing include Royal Crown Revue, the Flying Neutrinos, Cherry Poppin' Daddies, and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. And most of the music they play has very little to do with big band swing a la Benny Goodman. Some outfits are wildly eclectic, but most of the music these bands play already has a perfectly good name, Jump Blues. Now that name explains the formal appeal of the music. It's a sprout straight from the roots of rock and roll. The original Jump Blues hipsters in the 1940s were Louis Jordan and Roy Brown and Manani Harris. In fact, the bumptious, outrageous feel of Jump Blues goes all the way back to the original Hi-Dee-Ho man, Cab Calloway, in the 1920s. Jump Blues was a way to present the hard luck and misadventures of African-American city life with a smile and a sassy horn chart. So though swing is associated vaguely with the geeky lounge movement, its sources are at least genuinely cool. And it's plainly another example of underground black culture emerging decades later as a pastime for relatively affluent whites.
Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name.
Another, shall we say, allure of the swing movement is that it promotes a retro fantasy of clear sex roles. Women are ball and chains, or cool chicks, or vamps, while guys get back to the brat pack, or dream that they're Louis the Louse, the hired lady killer. I just hope that when the dance is over and the big daddies and the hot dames take off the nifty duds, that they drop the reactionary power relationships, too. For those that want a quick introduction to the scene, there's an ideal survey album out called Swing This, Baby, that features representative selections from all the major players. It's clever, it's fun, it gets the job done. But none of the bands can slam with the precision and wit of their 1940s ancestors. The swing groups do have one huge advantage, though. They're alive. Roy Brown and Cab Calloway are happy in their graves, whereas you can go see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and the Brian Setzer Orchestra shake a living leg and wave a hot horn. But try to get that name changed, all right? Just remember this. It don't mean it's swing, though it does have that thing.
Milo Miles is music features editor at Soundstone.com.